Hello there, this is Ken Study Journey Audio Articles, 8 Tips to Study Productively at Home. I'm Ken, a Chinese senior high A-level student in Guangdong Country Garden School. Welcome to Ken's Study Journey Audio Articles. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic or lockdown, we have to stay at home and study every day, but there are some ways to study productively at home. Home is a good place to study. Different homes have different environments. You can make a good studying environment like a cafe at home, so that you can study faster and effectively. Sometimes, there are loud noises while studying outside, so home is the best choice for studying. It's the best way to isolate the annoying noise. Nowadays, there are some high-tech things, so that we can keep in contact at home. We can chat with each other using social media. Do you know how to study at home at a fast speed? I will tell you some suggestions. The first thing you need to do is to create your study plan and goals. I have set my explicit study plan, daily goals, and final goals that allow me to track my study progress and whether I have achieved them. You need to set your study plan, daily goals, and final goals. This will motivate you to study towards your aims. You can write them on a paper or notebook, and then check your daily goals every evening. You can go to www.kenstudyjourney.com/goal to see my study plan and goals. After writing your daily goals, you always need to achieve them or they will not be useful. When I was in junior high school in 2020, I stuck my study plan and daily goals on my bedroom's pinboard. I used a daily goals checklist to check whether I have achieved today's goals. As well as the checklist, I also have used a booklet to store my daily goals, which can be used while I was at school. However, managing my daily goals can be a complex task, including calculating achievement rate for each goal in a month. Since I am a computer science student with programming skills, I have made my website and this web-based planner app by myself to solve my planning difficulties. With this app, I can easily make a monthly summary of my goals because my computer and servers will help me to handle all the work. At the end of each month, I summarize the achievements of my goals, calculating the achievement rate or percentage for each goal in the month and setting my goals for the next month. If you are using my study planner, you can choose monthly summary to see your achievement rates. The next step is to tidy up your bedroom. Messy environment can create hurdles on your study path, in which you need to take more time to find your items you need in a pile. So you need to organize the items in your bedroom to save your study time. For example, I have stacked some labels on my bookshelf, putting my items at correct places. As well as organizing your items, you also need to organize the cables around your desk. Messy cables appear everywhere around the desks. You may kick them accidentally while you are studying without realizing it. Once the cables are disconnected, you will lose the data on your PC and you will need some time to restore and restart them. However, if the cables are hidden around the desk, you will not be distracted by them. You will have a sense of tidiness and wider study area. If the cables appear at the center of your desk, you can put and bind them at the edges. You can simply tidy them up using some stickers, plus some bandages for binding the messy cables. They can be stuck onto the wall around the desk without any extra tools. Having enough studying space is important in order to study faster and effectively at home. You will be fast to do different homework or tasks. However, if your space is too small, your studying speed will be slower and slower. You will not be able to switch homework or tasks, drink water, write on a paper, type on a computer keyboard, find books, and so on. I have separated my desk into three parts so that I can clean up my desktop and find study things easier and faster. They are things temporary storage area, working area, and electronic devices charging area. I usually do my tasks in my working area and find things in other areas. The third step is to decorate your bedroom to create a cafe-like study environment. Decorating your room can give you motivation while studying on your desk. For example, as well as organizing tables, I have also entwined the cables with some rattans and fairy lights to hide the cables and improve the overall appearance. I also have installed these items around my bedroom's pinboard and bookshelf. In addition, I also have put a perfume and some electronic fake candles on my desk. You can go to www.kianstudyjourney.com/bedroom tour to see my bedroom decorations. A house has multiple rooms, such as living room, dining room, bedroom, kitchen, study, and extra. The noise between rooms can interrupt each other, so you'll need to close the bedroom or study door while you are studying, otherwise you'll be interrupted by the noise from other rooms. This is a physical way to obstruct the noise from spreading. As well as closing my bedroom door, I also put a sign on the door indicating that I am studying, so my family members will not make any interruptions. As well as the noise, some notifications on the phones can also be distracting. If you receive a message notification on your phone, you will go forward to look at your message contents instead of continuing studying. So you also need to block some unnecessary notifications during the studying process by muting the phone or enabling the Do Not Disturb mode. For example, on the new iOS, iPadOS, and macOS, you can set up some focus modes. Do you want to be energetic while studying? You need to have a good sleep. Sleeping early and getting up early is a good way to get enough energy to study at home. I usually sleep at 20:30 or I feel tired, and I usually get up at 6:30. The first 45 minutes and the last 45 minutes of the day are my relaxing time when I can read blog articles, watch YouTube vlogs, open emails, and use social media. In the evening, it is good to sleep early so that you can get enough energy for the next day. When you are tired in the evening, you can sleep earlier to get energy. In order to study faster and effectively for a long time, you also need to take a rest and exercise regularly. Taking a rest and exercise is important so that you can always study with enough energy. You will feel tired without them when you are studying for a long time. I recommend taking a rest for 5 to 15 minutes every 45 to 60 minutes. I usually take a rest for 10 minutes every 45 minutes. I also take exercise for about 30 minutes in a day, which is part of my daily goals. The next tip is to chat with your friends. You can chat with your classmates at school, but when you are at home, you can chat with them using messaging apps. I usually chat with my classmates, teachers, and Chinese friends on WeChat, and my foreign English friends on Skype and Instagram. Studying at home can be boring, so chatting with my friends can reduce the burden. Cafe usually plays background music with low volume to encourage students to study productively. Background music can adjust your spirit while you are working, doing tasks, reading books, or studying. Playing background music is also an excellent way to study faster and more effectively at home. However, loud music has negative effects because it can distract you away from your normal tasks. You need to control your background music volume. You also can use a headphone to prevent conflict between each room. It is a good way to avoid noise outside. Okay, these are my recommendations for studying productively at home. Don't worry if you are not able to go outside. Home is also a good place to study. I hope you can study faster and effectively at home with my recommendations. Thanks for listening. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website www.kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. If you have any questions or need help, or if you cannot understand my articles, feel free to contact me, and I'm here to help you. See you at the next article. Bye.